Truly worthy is the Lamb. I invite you to turn to John chapter 1. John 1, 1 to 13. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. This morning, I'd like to talk a bit about an event this week we know as Halloween. I don't want to focus on that. I'd like to touch on it a bit and then focus on light. And so that's why I've read this John chapter, and I invite you to turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Be reading from 8 to 16. For you were once darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So, as I made reference, Halloween, as we know it, is this week. I don't consider myself an expert much on what I'm talking about here, but I learn from others. But from what I understand, there's a lot of evil around this time, particularly those who have been involved in witchcraft and have come out of it to Christianity say this is a very difficult time for them, meaning that there's a lot going on in the spiritual realm. Now, we could talk about it, and we could raise a lot of fear and saying, you know, well, what can we do? You know, there's evil is triumphing, and that's not my intention this morning. I want to alert us to what we as Christ bearers, light bearers, can do. And so that's my goal this morning. I would remind you that Jesus said he is building his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So we know that God's kingdom is stronger than the kingdom of darkness. And it's not a what we call a tit for tat or a, it's anyone's guess who's going to win. It's like we're not playing even in the same league. Christ is so much more powerful than the enemy, and yet one of the tactics of the enemy is intimidation. And I think that's sometimes why we feel in the struggle like it is just almost who's going to win here. But because he uses intimidation, we feel much less powerful. And we feel almost like, well, is Christ's side going to win? says of the enemy that he is like a roaring lion. Now, from what I understand of lions, they roar to intimidate. And I believe that gives us a good picture of the enemy of our souls. If he can get us to not understand something about his kingdom to where we fear and are unsure, then in some ways he has won us, or he has at least got us into defeat. Paul writes in Romans 8, if God be for us, who can be against us? I would like for you today to take courage that even in this evil week where a lot of evil happens, if God is for us, who? What? Where? Whatever the adjectives are. What can stand against us? Nothing. We are the victorious ones. And I believe we are victorious because we are bearers of light. Now, if you think of light and darkness, there again, I think it's a picture of kind of the contrast between Satan's kingdom and the kingdom of light, of Christ. Light and darkness cannot coexist. You don't bring darkness into a room, you bring light into a room, and the darkness has to flee. I like to think of that in light of who we are as his followers. Where we come into contact with others, where we come into places of business, wherever our presence is, we are bringing light. Now, obviously, we know that we will never bear this light perfectly, because Paul talks about this treasure being in earthen vessels. And we know sometimes it seems like the earthen part of us just rises to the top, and we can't see the glory of Christ shining through us as much. But I believe there is significance in the places we visit and even sometimes the timing of our presence there. So what I would love to see is us go out of this church, and this week as we interact with the world, and particularly as we think of Halloween, that we go out with confidence. We are light bearers, we are image bearers of Christ, and we don't have to fear the schemes and attacks of the enemy. Now, we know they are real, and we know if any of you have been on that side of feeling the pressure of the enemy, you know that it's a very real struggle and a fight. But we can, with confidence, as we are clear before the Lord and as we are walking in his light, that we will take that light with us. So we may ask, what can we do? I would like to suggest that Thursday be a day of prayer for us. Now, I think every day should be a day of prayer, but I think particularly as we think of Halloween, we would pray against the spiritual. Well, I just turn to that passage in Ephesians 6. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. I think it would be proper for us to focus that day in praying against whatever the evil one has planned that day. We would be on the, I'm going to say the offensive, rather than just saying, well, you know, the defensive, well, I don't know what he's going to do. And so, but rather we just pray that God's will would be done, and that whatever the evil one has planned would not come to pass. And I think particularly of the victims. Now, we know that there are people who are willingly following witchcraft, but then there are victims who get pulled into it. Pray for all those that are allowing themselves to be involved in this evil. And as I was mentioning earlier, let your presence and speech bring light to the darkness. I would be glad to see if after this week, if God would open the heavens and we could see what happens in the spiritual realm, if we could see that there was victory in the Reno County area. Why? Because we were praying against the works of darkness. I know that there's a lot of different perspectives about Halloween, even in Christendom. Some say it's an innocent holiday and it's just a time for children to get treats. But if you really look at the roots of how things started, even the dressing up and going from house to house, the dressing up was to drive away spirits so that hopefully they wouldn't come back to haunt you. Now, is it all that evil? I'm not saying. I'm just saying let's be careful. I listened to a podcast this past week on Halloween. And I thought something that was brought out there was a good perspective. Often we try to think of what's right and wrong. But maybe in this sense, and I think there is right and wrong in it, but maybe it is maybe even more what agreement are we making with who? Jesus, in his temptation, and when the devil tempted him, the devil said, "You fasted 40 days, you're hungry, turn these stones into bread." Now we know that Jesus could have easily, miraculously turned those stones into bread. But if he would have done it at that moment, he would have been agreeing with the enemy that I'm going to do what you're asking. And I think that's some of what I think we need to guard against. Maybe it seems innocent, but what agreement are we making? Are we making an agreement with the enemy? And if we are, I believe then we lose ground and we'll eventually at least experience some measures of defeat, maybe complete defeat. So, you all are messengers of light. Go out this week. Let's make a difference. And I trust that in the heavenlies this week, there will be victories won, because we who are on Jesus' side, who is building his church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it, we are the victorious ones. Let's kneel for prayer. Father in heaven, we come before you this morning grateful that you, who are Lord of the church, have said that you are building your church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Lord, we know there's a lot of darkness and evil out there, and we see it even in our own hearts. But Lord, especially this week, I pray that we could be bearers of your light, messengers of the truth, and that small and big victories could be won this week against the forces of darkness and their plans. So I just pray for us that we could be bearers of your image and of your light this week. And may we be faithful in pushing back the darkness through the battle that Paul calls us to. It isn't against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. We claim you, Lord Jesus, as the victor, and we are under your authority and lordship. And pray this through Christ. Amen.